Hi, this is Paul Daniels. I was a chemist with ExxonMobil Chemical, working in the synthetics plastics industry for nearly 35 years, and I wrote the article in this month's issue on synthetic resins used in bioreactors. Resins are polymers. Some resins are naturally occurring. Think of the resinous secretions of certain plants, and some are man-made. It's these man-made resins, synthetic polymers, that together with polymer compound ingredients such as stabilizers, colorants, and others, comprise the disposable parts of single-use bioreactors. Naturally occurring resins have been known to mankind and valued for various purposes for thousands of years. Synthetic resins, polymers, are a more recent invention. 100 years ago, the synthetic polymer industry was in its infancy. Today, there are hundreds of billions of pounds of all sorts of synthetic polymers made and used around the world each year. Synthetic polymers have seen this explosive growth because they are tremendously useful to mankind. They make our lives cleaner, safer, and generally better. They are essential components in every aspect of modern life, from communications to transportation, to housing and construction projects, to medicine. They are often stronger, lighter in weight, and more economical to produce, maintain, and recycle than the traditional construction materials which they replace. It's important to know, however useful synthetic polymers might be, they are not completely interchangeable with each other. A class of synthetic polymer resins, thermoplastic or heat softening resins, is used to make the disposable parts of single-use bioreactors. Thermoplastic resins, which include various types of polyethylenes, polypropylenes, polyvinyl chlorides, acrylics, polystyrenes, and others, each have different processing temperatures, service life temperatures, mechanical properties, and resistances to chemical and environmental agents. Knowing all of the requirements for a part made from synthetic polymer resins is essential for choosing the right polymer for the job.